Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from What's On at Disney Plus, and in this episode we're going to be talking all about The Sandlot, which was picked by our YouTube and channel members and also Patreon members for us to watch. And now this is a movie, I'm going to be completely honest, I had no idea what this one was about. I'd never seen it before. It was definitely not on my radar as a kid. First off, it's about baseball, and we don't really play baseball here in the UK. We play rounders, and then we kind of upgrade to like cricket or things like that. But yeah, baseball is not really a thing. And I think as a kid, I just kind of saw it was a baseball movie and just glossed over it and moved on to the next movie. And so watching this one here, I haven't got nostalgia goggles, so I think that does make a big difference. So you might feel a little bit different, Jeremy. What do you think of this movie?
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls. I will definitely have nostalgia goggles for this. I grew up watching this a lot as a kid. But the baseball is a nice backdrop for a sports fan, but the entire plot is kind of about growing and learning and friends being together, which you can put with anything. So that's great. And that's great. But the downside of it is that it's very uniquely American. I don't know how this would appeal in most other countries. Maybe in Caribbean countries where they play a lot of baseball, that part might appeal to them. But beyond that, I don't know. But, you know, it's so much fun. I love this movie.
But also, it's not so much that, but I mean, this was what, set in the 50s or 60s?
Is
that
what I think? Early 60s.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that whole aspect of it was great, but I can't help but feel like if kids are watching this now, they'll be completely lost. We're going, what do you mean you can go out and play? I don't know. It was a little bit on the lines of, yeah, I see kids now. They just, you know, they don't get the chance to go out and run around the same way that we all did when we were kids. And, you know, I remember going out and playing stuff. So I was watching this kind of go, oh, for me, this kind of, yeah, I could, you know, go back to the kid of the 80s. I can kind of think, oh, yeah, kind of get what they're going on about. But, yeah, I do think, like, oh, young kids today, they're really not going to understand this concept of, and then the whole thing, there was a whole thing with, like, the lifeguard, like, with him pretending to drown. I'm like, man, they could so not make this movie now.
No, they can't do the Wendy Peppercorn scene anymore, no.
I mean, it's like, it was released in, like, 1993, so we're coming up to what? We're coming up to nearly 30 years ago for this one. And it is kind of quite strange because it looks old, but at the same time, it kind of didn't look too bad. I did find the whole thing with the special effects of the dog just really, I mean, obviously, I love the fact that in their minds it was this like elephant of a monster, and then he just turned into a nice little pooch that quite happily playing ball with them all. But I did like that aspect, yeah. Of like their visions of this dog was just bigger and bigger and bigger. So I did enjoy it. It's definitely a movie I'm glad I've seen. I don't think I'll ever watch it again, but it was kind of one of those things of, you know, sometimes, you know, you guys pick movies for us to watch. I'm like, okay, I've never seen this one. It's always been on my radar, but I'd never get around to it. So this was one I kind of watched and went, oh, okay, no, I get this, you know. I mean, for me, like I said, it was very much kind of middle of the road, but I could understand how this would have such a big hit for kids when it was out years ago.
Yeah, and it was right in that string of a bunch of sports movies for kids that Disney released. The Mighty Ducks was around the same time. The Big Green was like a year or two after. In fact, two of the guys in this movie, the ones who played Hamilton and Ham Porter and Squints, are actually in The Big Green. And then two others, the one that played the pitcher, De Nunez, and the one who plays Benny the Jet Rodriguez, are in the Mighty Ducks series. So right. It's just like, hey, we're recycling actors for our little sports movies.
Well, that's what they only had a few years use of them before they kind of got out. But like I said, it was a really solid movie. I definitely enjoyed it. But have your kids or anything watched it? Do they like it?
My kids have not seen it yet because this was very hard to find until it got put on Disney Plus. We're technically recording this the day before it hits in the U.S. So once it hits, I am going to show it to my oldest son because he's a huge, he's a bigger sports fan than I am. My younger son, not going to pay much attention to it, I know. But he does like to sit down and watch baseball sometimes, so he might enjoy those aspects of it. And he likes to watch fireworks, but he's very sensitive to sound. So I'm like, I can control the... I control the volume, and so he'll enjoy the 4th of July scene there.
It's kind of funny because I thought that whole kind of whole aspect, it was funny, you know, the whole thing with definitely, like you say, you know, because this was one that we did bring up with, because it is like for us right now, July 4th weekend, and it is this kind of thing of, I can see why it's such a classic American family film, and I completely get that, and I'm sitting here like kind of going, there's not really anything I could say I didn't like about it. You know, and that's good. You know, that's a nice solid movie. Yeah, it's not maybe my cup of tea, but I didn't sit there going, well, you know, that was rubbish and didn't like that. I was like, okay, cool. No, it's a nice, it was a very simple story. He lost his ball and he had to get it back. I was kind of funny. Much. Yeah, I did find it quite funny with the whole aspect of them, you know, going, oh, I got them into a pickle and, you know, I got them into this. And I was like, it's really taking its time to get going. It definitely, it's quite a bit of a slow burn to actually get to the main problem.
Yeah, and I know you don't know much about it over there, but Babe Ruth is arguably the greatest baseball player who ever lived.
I'm going to be honest; he's the only one I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I mean, he held a bunch of records from and played during the 19 teens through the early 1930s, and he held a bunch of records that have all since been broken, but you know, were massive at the time. And it's just so crazy to think about that even a kid in the US in the 60s would see us this Babe Ruth and would say, hey, I'm gonna go play with a ball signed by Babe Ruth. That is just the most unbelievable aspect of it. And there are plenty of baseball players you could pick through, and I could say, all right, yeah, whatever, go play with that ball. You know, that kid would have known, especially if his stepfather's as big a baseball fan as they hinted at early on with all the memorabilia around, he would have known at least don't play with the Babe Ruth ball.
Yeah. I mean, I like the whole aspect as well, like with him and like, was it Dennis Leary and kind of, you know, him wanting to spend time with, you know, they were just trying to kind of get their own little relationship going. And you know, I like the how they did it, because it didn't go too heavy on it, but I did like that as well. I wasn't expecting James Earl Jones. I wasn't expecting to be in it at all, so I was quite surprised when he turned up. And you know, the host, I mean, it was very convenient how that all worked out, but generally as a whole, I was just like, yeah, cool. I thought that was a solid movie.
Was it the mother of Smalls is played by Karen Allen. I actually saw this before I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark. So it just went from, oh, that's the mother from The Sandlot. I'm sure the, you know, other people, it's the other way around. It's like, oh, that's Indy's girlfriend from the first one.
No, it was, like I said, it was a real, real good. It was kind of one of those things. I'm really glad that like that one got picked, because it was like, okay, cool. I never would have gone and watched it. And I am glad I've seen it. I don't want to see it, because there are a couple of sequels as well, isn't there?
There's a couple of sequels that I can honestly say I've never seen, because I love this movie so much. I don't want its legacy tarnished by bad sequels.
Yeah, and apparently as well, there is a Disney Plus series in possible development for this one. So that one could be interesting. In some ways, this has helped, you know, kind of get me ready for that one. But nevertheless, so if you could give this one a score out of 5, what would you give this one?
For me, this is a 4.5 out of 5. I can't... you know, I can't give it a perfect 5, because there are some flaws to it, but you know, I'll have my nostalgia goggles on the whole time, and I will just love it anytime I watch it, no matter how ridiculous some parts of it are.
Yeah, for me, about nostalgia goggles, I could already give it a 3. It was a very solid movie. Nothing here that I didn't like, but it was just a kind of thing of like, I could get it, but it wasn't my kind of completely cup of tea. But I definitely see why it's such a big hit and why it's so revered by so many different people. But let us know what you think of all of this in the comments below. Remember as well, you can go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. You can like, follow, and subscribe on the different audio and video platforms. Important to note as well, we have now got this actual podcast now on its own separate podcast feed. You find it on the What's on Disney Plus movie review. So we now kind of move these off into their own separate one. You can also join on Patreon or YouTube channel members, where they get to vote on what movies we get to review. And also, if you're at a certain tier, you can even suggest movies that we watch. So on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.
Later.